Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So I guess we give the delusional trophy of the week to Mark Sanford. He can't win a primary for a congressional seat in his own district, but now he thinks he should run against Donald Trump. Good going, Mark. Yeah, keep your hiking boots handy there, Governor.
What's today?
Okay, let me think. What's today? Tuesday?
Two for Tuesday?
Tuesday.
And I've got a great two for Tuesday.
What does that mean?
Get a two for one?
Two for one.
Kind of a two for one deal.
Yeah, I get it, okay?
I get it, but...
Two what?
So you get two for the price of one.
Music.
And live entertainment.
Sounds like a plan.
Let's start the show.
Let's do that. Let's get underway with yours truly, the attack dog of the right. The bombastic, loud mouth of the South. So the House is in the process of coming up with a resolution of condemnation, not against the Odd Squad members who refer to the President of the United States as an MF-er. No, not condemning them, but condemning instead President Trump. Yeah, they just don't see it. They just cannot see the forest for the trees. Now, I can. I know that President Trump likes to send out outrageous tweets, and sometimes he does it, you know, purely from the standpoint of self-amusement, you know, because, you know, you're stuck in the White House. You got very little else you can do other than go out to do the rallies, you know, visit with the military at various bases around the world. So you have to... You have to amuse yourself somehow, and when you only sleep about 4 hours a night, you know, as Donald J. Trump does, then, you know, you turn to Twitter and you think, hey, this will really tick them off. But there is method to the madness here, and they fail to recognize the stratagem involved, at least from my perspective. Now, let's examine the circumstances here, okay? The president, over the weekend, issues a series of tweets which do nothing more than repeat what is on the minds of a lot of Americans when they hear the Odd Squad, AOC and Omar and the rest of them, the commie Islamists, wing of the House, people have reached the saturation point long ago with their attacks on this country and are thinking to themselves, well, if you don't like it here, then go back where you came from or go to one of these other socialist countries where they have unicorns dancing in fields of gold and it's a workers' paradise, like, for instance, Venezuela. Cuba's available. You could even try North Korea. And so the president essentially says what's in the minds of many. Oh, shocking, outrageous, racist. Now, why is it racist? Oh, because these are women of color. Well, did President Trump say that he didn't like them because they were women of color? Did he say he didn't like them because they were promoting an Islamist agenda? In one case, or did he say he didn't like them because they were proposing communism as a replacement for capitalism? Yeah, you can dress it up, you know, and call it Democrat socialism until the cows come home. But, you know, if it looks like a commie and walks like a commie and quacks like a commie, it's a commie. And, of course, the reaction is totally predictable. Outrage from the left, outrage from the media, outrage, outrage, outrage. How dare he, blah, blah, blah. So then, by issuing this series of these highly offensive, racist, sexist, Islamophobic, what have you, these tweets, this does what? Well, it forces them to defend themselves and attack President Trump in turn. And one of these idiots yesterday, I don't know which one of the four it was, I've forgotten now. Oh, it was Presley, I believe. Said, well, this is merely a distraction from what's going on at the border and we shouldn't take the bait. Well, dummy, you've already taken the bait. You're up there doing a news conference. That is what is commonly referred to as taking the bait. So they have their own news conference and they attack President Trump. And one of them, again, refers to the president of the United States as an MF-er. Says, yeah, we're going to impeach the MF-er. Now, The next shoe to fall is Pelosi. As the head of the House, as the speaker, she is then forced to defend her members, referring to the Odd Squad as our sisters. We must defend our sisters. Yeah, I know there are a bunch of commies and Islamists that push for CARE and Hamas and all the rest, but they are, after all, at the end of the day, our sisters, and we must defend them. So now we arrive at the conclusion of this latest ploy, as Inspector Clouseau would have said, ah, I see you are familiar with the Twitter ploy. What President Trump has essentially done here is to force Pelosi to wrap her arms around their sisters, as she referred to them, making AOC, Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Pressley the face of the new Democrat Party. The most outrageous far left, they're not even far left, they're commies and Islamists, making them, as Democrat socialists, as they prefer to call themselves, which is an oxymoron. There is no such thing as a Democrat socialist, all right? There is a socialist, and those of you not familiar with my definition of a socialist is a communist who lacks commitment, okay? And that's essentially what they are. They dress it up, you know, as a Democrat socialism. But now they're front and center. And Pelosi is one of the faces of the Democrat Party, is right there with them. Will the Democrat presidential candidates be far behind? Of course not, because they're busy trying to out-left each other. Free health care, you name it. It's insanity is what it is. This is exactly what President Trump wants to do. He wants to make the most extremist wing of the Democrat Party, which is the one in control of it, apparently. He wants to make them the face of the Democrats and whomever their presidential candidate may be going forward. So let them go ahead and vote in the House with their resolution to condemn Trump's racist comments, which contain nothing racist, by the way. They overlook that aspect of it. Some of the GOP leaders are defending the president, including mushmouth Mitch McConnell. Here is McConnell today.
He said, I don't attack people. I attack ideas. And I think that's a good lesson for all of us. From the president to the speaker to freshman members of the House, all of us have a responsibility to elevate the public discourse.
Oh, elevate the public discourse. See, this is the problem. Now, it's good that McConnell was defending the president, but this whole business of elevating the public discourse, elevate it to what? To using the coarse, vulgar language of the Odd Squad? So the president should start referring to them as a bunch of MFers? That would elevate the conversation. It's typical mainline GOP thing. Well, we must join hands across the aisle. No, you don't join hands across the aisle with people who want to cut your throat and cut your head off. You do everything you can to defeat them in every venue that exists. Because that's what they want to do to us, and that's what they want to do to traditional American values. And Trump gets that. And he has played this, I think, brilliantly. And the more AOC and the Odd Squad are out front as the face of the Democrat Party, and the media is going to do everything they can to beat their drum, let's keep them there between now and November 2020 and keep the choice for president of the United States in the stark contrast that exists there now. 16 after 3 here on the Bobby Mack Show. We'll have more on this, and there's a lot more to say, but kudos to the president for playing them like the chumps they are. Again, be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, somebody check Mark Sanford's medication schedule, will you? Because I believe the former governor is definitely off his meds. Yeah, he's got this this vanity campaign apparently going. The South Carolina Democrat Party, delusional themselves, put out a tweet today that was retweeted by our friends at Channel 4. They never saw anything liberal. They didn't love to retweet about Mark Sanford's possible presidential run. The South Carolina Democratic Party saying, quote, "We look forward to seeing Mark on the trail." See what they did there, Moneypenny, using campaign trail as an allusion, as a reference to hiking the Appalachian Trail. "We look forward to seeing Mark on the trail. Always nice to see a candidate with fewer extramarital affairs than the president." Have these guys forgotten the guy who retired the trophy with the extramarital affairs? Their own former president, Slick Willie? "I want you to listen to me. I did not ask that." Yeah, right. Talk about audacity after all the bimbo eruption. Oh, that, well, that's far enough in the past now that all is forgiven, right? Jeez. In on the text line, 71307. "Bobby, somebody called Rush today and suggested that Lindsey Graham-nesty would make a great Republican president. I was eating and laughed so hard I couldn't finish." Good thing I didn't hear that. I would have spit it out all over the table. Why do Lindsey and Bitchy Mitch think they can give the president advice? After all, he's gotten way farther than they could ever dream of. "Bobby, don't usually get involved in politics, but our political system, especially the Democratic side of it, is an absolute freaking joke. Pelosi says that those are my sisters. She's so full of you-know-what, I don't ever want a sister like that anywhere near me." "Afternoon, Bobby Mack. Mama said the four what's." Yeah. What? What? You know. And yes, it is another beautiful day in Greer. "Dear Mr. Sanford, go take a hike." Oh, wait a second. Already done that. Never mind. "Bobby, there's nothing democratic about socialism." My point exactly. "As you know, Bobby, nothing Trump said was racist. The racism comes from those people pointing out the four horsewomen of the apocalypse's skin color. Bobby, I can't figure out what kind of state South Carolina is. It has a reputation for being conservative, but half my neighborhood doesn't work. Another neighbor just left for Mexico to bring in another load of laborers, and now the political class wants to primary Trump. If this is a conservative, I have to see what Oregon looks like. Even worse. But yeah, we do have representatives of the progressive ilk out there. Bobby, he said, go there and fix their cesspool and then come back and show us how you did it. Geniuses. Bobby, Mark Sanford has a snowball's chance in you know where of beating Trump. Actually, a snowball would probably last longer down there. Bob, I'm sure Dandy Sandy realizes he'll get tons of votes for his government spending platform. He sounds so smart. How is open borders somehow being a good Samaritan? Good grief. God help us. Can anybody watch Nancy Pelosi's grandstanding speech today without changing the channel? How can our country be so blind? Bobby, have a conversation with Vince. He'll explain to you why you're wrong. Jeez. Bobby, to those who do not love America, get out. We don't need you here. MAGA. Bobby, in case you haven't heard the rationale behind it, see, President Trump is a racist for speaking the truth. Oh, I forgot. And he's guilty of having been elected to the presidency. Right. Bobby, Mark needs to go back to hiking that Appalachian Trail and shut up. Okay. Meantime, House Republican leaders standing by the president today in response to the Democrat resolution condemning his controversial tweets about four freshman lawmakers alleging their outrage is all about politics, which is correct, that's all it is, and suggested it's being used to revive an impeachment push. Has anybody ever laid out specific charges for impeachment? Now, the Constitution calls for high crimes and misdemeanors. Doesn't call for putting out tweets you don't like as being an impeachable offense. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy saying they talked more about impeachment than anything else. We should get back to the business of America. The battle between Trump and congressional Dems over his weekend tweets has become all-consuming, effectively putting other skirmishes, ranging from a bid to hold Trump cabinet officials in contempt, to feuding inside the Democratic caucus over those same freshman lawmakers' conduct on the back burner. If anything, Trump's comments telling the freshmen to go back to the countries they came from, but we knew he meant that, you know, in a overarching generic sense. He certainly knows that that three of the four were native-born. Telling them to go back to the country they came from and then come back and show everyone how to fix things have united the fractured Democrats for the time being. Yeah! Yeah, it's reunited them, united the fractured Democrats behind an extremist banner of socialism. Pelosi, according to an aide in the room, said, "These are our sisters." During the resolution's focus on Trump's tweets, McCarthy said that yesterday's press conference held by the four congresswomen revealed their true goal. On the night of being sworn in, they spoke about impeachment in words I will not use here, referring to when Tlaib said, "Impeach the MF-er." Have you ever heard such coarse vulgarity from on the national stage by a politician in your life? But this is what they're all about. Unbelievable. Somebody asked me today and said, "When does the Civil War start?" I said, "Hey, you missed the train, pal. Civil War is well underway, and we better fight this one to win it." 3:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie is ready to go in the news center, and I'm right back on the other side here on the Tuesday, day before Thursday edition of the Bobby Mac Show.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Do. 24 before 4, the Tuesday edition Bobby Mac Show. What, you thought that was funny, Money Penny? by the way, a programming note. Make a note for tomorrow. At the beginning of the Bobby Mac Show, the very first segment tomorrow will be my interview with the authors Molly Hemingway and Carrie Severino. They'll be here to talk about their new book, which is number one on Amazon, Justice on Trial, The Kavanaugh Confirmation and the Future of the Supreme Court. It's a great book. And those of us that kept up with the truly horrifying tactics that the progressives in the Democrat Party used to try and fend off Judge Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court. It was a black eye for America. They'll be here to talk about that tomorrow on the program. Now, I open the show today, of course, by giving you my speculation, my take on what I think President Trump was up to with this series of tweets attacking the Odd Squad, AOC and her their sisters, as Pelosi refers to them. Apparently, I'm not the only one who thinks that this is what the president was up to. There was a piece at The Hill that I just ran across. Trump inspires temporary House Democrat unity. Archie Bunker couldn't have said it better himself when President Trump tweeted that his most bitter congressional critics should go back to where they came from. He was channeling the most infamous blue-collar grouch in sitcom history. This is a piece written by who? John Feehery, F-E-E-H-E-R-Y, an opinion piece on The Hill. I've long chosen to ignore what the president tweets, spending my time focusing on what his administration actually does, most of which I find to be agreeable. But the media and his political opposition can't help themselves. They focus on the president's rhetoric and not his results. Trump's tweets about members of the squad came at a particularly interesting moment for the House Democrat caucus. Speaker Pelosi was engaged with her own battle with four of the most outspoken and controversial of the newly elected class of the 116th Congress. One could make the case that Trump was violating the old Napoleon dictum about interfering with your enemy when they're engaged in self-destructive behavior. But what if the president's end goal of his tweets was to inspire Democratic unity? What if the president didn't want Pelosi to succeed in her drive to make AOC and her friends irrelevant? If that was the case, mission accomplished. Pelosi's battle with the Odd Squad promised to be her most dramatic fight yet, but that war has been put on hold, at least temporarily, maybe permanently, thanks to the Trump tweet. The squad, for women of color, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, Ilhan Omar, Democrat of Minnesota by way of Somalia, Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, and Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts are the personification of the new Democratic majority. In other words, they're the most extreme of the extreme. They are all talented politicians. I got to question that one. Gifted at the soundbite, experts at the selfie, troubadours of Twitter who communicated a level rarely seen in the House of Representatives. Sadly for the squad, while they may have been the face of the 2018 revolution, they don't have the power to achieve their revolutionary goals. Yeah, let me just add here. You know, they keep talking about impeaching the president. Here's a hint for you ladies. It takes more than four votes to impeach a president. And by the way, you need legitimate charges for impeachment as well. In 1994, Newt Gingrich was the heart and soul of the Republican Revolution. He was the one who inspired the base. He was the communications innovator. He was the face of the insurrection. But he also was the one calling the shots, and he could put his legislative strategy where his revolutionary rhetoric was, hence the contract with America. Nancy Pelosi has no contract with America. She is notably short of any kind of legislative accomplishments or of any kind of legislative agenda. Pelosi has been playing the long game in this session of Congress, and as Pelosi has rightfully concluded, the squad's political impulses are toxic to the long-term survival of the House Democrat majority. Let me interject something else here as well, if I may. Pelosi has internal polling numbers about these four women. In a bit, I will share those with you, and you will see why she was trying to, before President Trump's tweets, trying to separate herself from them. Because they are radioactive. Anyone who comes near them dies. But that strategy is coming to an end because if she wants to preserve her majority, she has to give her majority makers some solid accomplishments that they can then tout back home. Pelosi knows that AOC, as talented as she is, yeah, right, doesn't play well in the 30 democratically held districts that Trump won in 2016. If AOC, Tlaib, Omar, and Presley are the face of the Democratic Party in, let's say, the 14th District of Illinois, Republicans take that seat back along with 29 others of a similar ilk. So Pelosi, to be successful, has to make the Mod Squad irrelevant. She cannot allow them to dictate the terms of the debate. They are just four lonely votes out in the wilderness, an annoyance. Not an impediment to legislation, but they have a huge Twitter following and the potential to make trouble with the progressive base that is not only woke, but not particularly interested in giving moderates in the Democrat Party the time of day, let alone the ability to shape the legislative agenda. Of course not. They're all about Green New Deal and reparations and you name it. Nancy Pelosi is good at internal knife fights. Ask House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer if you don't believe me. But this is not just a knife fight. It is a generational battle between the old and the new. Donald Trump has temporarily unified House Democrats. But I don't think that unity can or will last very long. And I agree with this assessment. It aligns with my thinking that this was a stratagem on the part of President Trump. What if, you know, Pelosi, because remember the situation as it existed before Pelosi started referring to these odd squad members as her sisters, she was critical of them, saying they need to tamp it down, tone down the impeachment talk and all the other stuff. And so Trump says, hey, you know what? I wonder if I could do something that could so infuriate the left that Pelosi would then have to defend them, thus making Pelosi and the Odd Squad be one and the same as far as how people view the Democrat Party, which is the most extremist party we've ever seen in America, up to and including CPUSA, Communist Party USA. And as he said in that piece, I agree. If that was the president's intent, and I believe that was the case, then, as George W. Bush would have said, mission accomplished. Quarter before four here on the Bobby Mac Show. Catch up with the text line when we come right back here on the Tuesday edition on WORD. Welcome back. 10 before 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. This is the final day of Amazon Prime Days, by the way. So we've been keeping track of this, and before we complete this hour here in the next few minutes, we will share with you our world-famous list, the worst-selling items during during Amazon Prime Days, at least in our estimation. In on the text line, 71307, Bob, Trump is not playing 3D chess on this one. He's just mouthing off. Now all the talkers who are paid to turn out articles are playing the 3D chess for him. Yeah, but you have to create the situation before they can talk about it. You know, it's not chicken or egg. Bobby, if the ladies from the Mensa squad were 20 years older and not as photogenic, the media would not be giving them the time of day. Bob, speaking of Archie Bunker, go to YouTube, see the video Archie Bunker editorial on gun control. You know what my stance is on gun control, of course, Moneypenny. That's right. Both hands firmly attached to the weapon. Bobby, I don't call them the squad. I call them the squat because that's what they know. Yeah. Hey, Bobby, yeah, America's such a terrible place that Omar had to marry her brother for him to become a citizen. Gotcha. Hey, Bob, how about we start calling the odd squad Stalin's Angels? Or Castro's, one or the other. Bobby, Representative Omar came from Somalia, yeah, Mogadishu, and we know what a great place that is to raise a family, right? Anybody who saw Black Hawk Down. You'd think someone who escaped from that hellhole would be more conservative. Seems suspicious to me. But yeah, there are a bunch of dumb SOBs in this country that follow a dumb brain dead like Biden and put those four scumbag anti-American congresswomen in office. Bob, you think that guy writing at the Hill by calling Trump Archie Bunker is calling him racist? Bob, the four scumbag congresswomen are only loyal to the terrorists they won't condemn. Bobby, does anybody know where the deadbeat lying Ford is? Ford. I'm not sure. More specificity is required. There's a lot of Fords out there. Bobby, Mark Sanders is a wannabe Mitt Romney failure. Laugh out loud. Yeah, go for it, Mark. Bob, Sanford can't run for president. The demon rats will get him for collusion with Argentina on the Appalachian Trail. Yeah. Bob, the four members of the Mensa squad are progressive socialists. Their ethnicity and gender have absolutely nothing to do with Trump's tweets. Bobby probably ought to play Time is Tight by Booker T and the MGs. That's a great instrumental. It sums it all up. Revolution, not civil war. Bobby, not just unprecedented vulgarity by a politician, but by a woman. What country are we in? Thanks for electing third world policy and beliefs to our House of Representatives. Democrats know no bounds, including ethics and morals. I'm with you, Bobby Mack, but whatever we do, keep in mind our houses are not bulletproof. Just saying. Bobby Mack, Mark Sanford equals Ohio's John Kasich in presidential viability. And now that I think about it, in so many other ways as well. Ugh. Bobby, I don't care what the loony left are crying about, whatever their cause of the day is, because I'm voting for Trump in 2020. Bobby, turning the news off one more time, watching Stranger Things all the way through again. Okay, there you go. Bobby, little Lindsay is the AOC of the Republican Party. He just sometimes hides his crazy better than she does. And I think that catches me. I mean, I believe I had a couple more that just popped in. The squad, I think the FUBAR 4 is more descriptive and correct. Bobby, if you're not Somalian, can you go to that country and get elected if you become a citizen? Just curious. Now, Bobby, everyone needs to remember when the swamp is being drained, you shouldn't expect the snakes, gators, and other critters to leave without a fight. Gotcha. Okay, here we go. I mentioned today the final day, second of two Amazon Prime days. Here's our list. You know, some merchandise is selling very well. Other stuff, not so much. Here are the worst-selling items during Amazon's Prime Day. All set. The Go Back to Your Own Country Barbie. That's not done. Tickle Me R. Kelly. That's not selling. Boeing 737 MAX Crash and Burn Playset. That's not good. Nike Air Booty Gigs. I don't think those are selling very well. The Joe Biden Signature Edition Massage Chair. Some of these conjure up mental images we probably could be better off without. Worst-selling items during Amazon Prime Days, the Make America Great Again Sombrero. I don't know. I like it. I like it. I think that could work. Limited edition Area 51 tinfoil hats. The O.J. Simpson kitchen knife set. No, that's not going to work. Chris Christie's weight loss secrets. Both the video and the book. Neither one. Get that out of here. So, good luck on Amazon Prime Day. That's our list of the worst-selling items. You'll know which ones to avoid. Even if some of these things are bundled, no, you got to pass. Hour number one of the Bobby Mack Show has come to this ignominious conclusion. And stand by, because hour number two here on Tuesday is dead ahead.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.